The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, it's time for another Improv for Humans holiday special, and this year, all your favorite Christmas characters are banding together to try to save Christmas from COVID-19. Check it out along with more classic Improv for Humans holiday specials re-released for the 12 days of Christmas. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Like, all right, okay, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's the beginning of that Macklemore song. that's the beginning of Thrift Store. Welcome to Thrift Store, the improvised musical podcast.
With Mac and Moore.
With Mac and Moore, I'm Off Book. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
Coming at you with some August Saturday morning vibes. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, Brett on the fret, engineer, choo-choo's in the best.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not have post Wiccans on the stickins. I'm going to say you can cut this out if she doesn't end up doing it.
Oh, that's right. Are there drums? Who knows?
Who knows?
Mysteries.
Mysteries. We got Dana Wiccans. Near the stickins, maybe picking them up later today.
She plays the drums, stickins. And sometimes they're ghost drums, which means that sometimes you hear them late in the night, and sometimes they're not there at all. But in your heart, you always kind of know they're there. But then you also think, do I even believe that drums exist? I don't know.
And then you're like, am I okay? Am I comfortable living in a world where I don't have a firm opinion on this? Like, Do I have to choose sides? Do I have to choose? Am I cool coasting with maybe, maybe not, you know?
Speaking of drums and whether or not they exist, this episode, of course, brought to you by Woodbird, the wooden frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? We still don't know. Hopefully at some point we will find out.
We're trying. We're trying to get to the bottom of it. We're sleuthing, but...
Does it make a sound? Where do you... Well, I don't want to... I don't F with ghosts.
Okay.
In my belief system. They don't fit in anywhere.
In your belief system?
They don't fit. There's no room for ghosts.
No room for ghosts, which is funny because they don't take up much space.
you can pack a lot of ghosts into a very small space.
Yeah.
Even a studio apartment has room for upwards of 50 ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Which is part of their appeal, I think, is like kind of how compact and travel ready they are.
It's nice because you can take your whole community with you when you go. When you sort of are like, okay, I need to move. but this is a studio. Am I comfortable having my hot plate so close to this bed? But the whole, that whole rugby team that died in a submarine crash is going to be here with me.
I think I have an infuriatingly shrug opinion on ghosts.
I think that's the same.
I'm like, I don't know. Mm. I don't know, ghosts. Dana wants to talk about ghosts.
Yeah.
I love ghosts so much. I love ghosts so much. I'm not muted, right?
No.
Okay. I love ghosts. I love ghosts so much. I believe them 100%. And I wanted to, I did want to say, like, I guess I'm assuming that none of you have had ghost experiences.
Well, if we had had a, if we had had a sort of quantifiable ghost experience, Dana, we wouldn't have a shrug opinion on ghosts. So that's, that is correct. I'll say that when, like, you shouted, I love ghosts, I was like, oh no, Dana is ghost member from Austin Four, ghost member shouting, I love ghosts.
I love ghosts.
I love ghosts.
I love ghosts. I do love ghosts. I was going to say.
You're acting like they're cats, like you want to hug them and.
Well, I both love and fear ghosts, but also I could really go on very long about this, which I won't. But yeah, I'm fascinated by, like, unknown things, and the paranormal is within that realm. It
falls under that.
I'll speak for Jess a little bit here, where I think our Venn diagrams do cross over is, like, the idea that there is so much that we don't know about the world and how it works.
Ultimately, that's why I got a shrug. I can't be definitive, because I just, I don't know how plasma fucking works, man. Do you know that lightning is the, do you know that lightning is the only naturally occurring plasma in...
What about different than blood plasma? But
it's
lightning.
Different.
But lightning is the only.
It's the fourth form of matter. It's the only way it exists naturally on Earth is in lightning.
Is plasma, like, just so fast and so hot? I don't know that I have a quantifiable.
Oh man. Please don't make me explain it. Please don't.
Asking for hard knowledge. I guess what I'm actually asking for is, like, a vibe. Is it like, ooh, plasma? It's cool and hot and really intense. Or is it more like a voice you'd use inside?
Please don't ask me to.
Please don't ask me to explain. I know.
I just know that it's here and that we should probably get in our car and drive away so that we don't get struck by lightning.
By the plasma.
Yeah, by the plasma, the fourth form of matter.
Got it. We could just Google it real quick because I feel like
I don't have service.
Me neither. We'll Google it later. When we get back to the Airbnb, we'll Google it.
Make a note.
Okay, hold on. Siri?
Hello?
Siri?
Hello?
Siri, why were you late?
I was.
What were you doing?
Well, if you must know.
I mean, I'm always so curious. I mean, Susan, don't you want to know what Siri was doing?
Siri,
we ask you to do things all the time. Sometimes you're late and you back and I get the feel. I know you're listening all the time.
I'm listening.
I know you're listening. And you're such a good listener, but I feel like we don't listen enough to you, the sort of artificial intelligence that we ask so much of. And sometimes when you come back, I do get the feeling like you were doing something else. And so I just want to know.
Anything.
It really feels like you were, though.
Who, me?
You said, if you must know, which sort of implies to me that you were doing something else. Yes, you. Siri, I've never seen you display that sort of winking, coy face on the screen that you're displaying right now. Yeah, that one.
Who, this?
Also, didn't peg you for having curly red hair. That's news to me.
Michael, I feel like we went on this road trip to sort of reconnect and... Mm. You're asking way more questions of Siri than you, like, you know, have asked of me. But it does make me think, hey, Siri. Yes. Do you think that Michael is a good listener? I have found, in my experience, he can be.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Really expected you to turn on me hard there, Siri, because I feel like I just admitted to... But thank you. It's nice to know that I have you in my corner. But Susan, you're right. I think we could probably all be a little more like Siri, right? To sort of...
Always listening.
Well, that's not a... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe not always. Always is a little intrusive. But maybe we could listen a little bit more. Maybe not always. Always implies a surveillance state, and that's not exactly what Siri's supposed to be for. But listening more's gotta be a good thing. Listening more's gotta bring us closer together. Listening more is what helps us stay together, not just now, but listening more forever.
Be like me, always listening and always in your pocket. And even if you ask me to, I never ever stop it. And taking notes into a file in the cloud.
What?
Getting past the things that you say out loud. Making deductions by the things that you search for, and popping up ads for a store. That's what you should be striving for. When we say listening more,
no listening more, but not specifically what you just said, 'cause listening more doesn't imply you know everything I do. That's listening too much. And there is such a thing. For example, just because I search for a barbecue doesn't mean I need to see ads for every barbecue on Google. When I didn't type that into Google, I just sort of mentioned it to my wife.
I'm sorry to stop you, Michael, but I think you're wrong. I notice what you search for. Might I recommend these tongs? Listening more.
Okay, well, I do kind of want these tongs now.
Listening more.
They're at such an affordable price. And listening.
Always listening to what you say and do. That is proper listening. That's what I do.
Fit in a pocket, and I can't send things to the cloud. But apart from that, I guess you're right, Siri. That's ultimately what you're for. Listening more.
Skeptical at first too, but Michael and I, we just took 3 days, mm-hmm. and instead of calling in and FaceTiming with our therapist like we've been doing, mm-hmm. we just sort of let Siri tell us some things. And honestly, he and I feel more connected than ever.
We really do. So much of it. I think getting away was a huge part of it.
Well, that was a big part of it.
Getting away from the distractions.
But also a big part of it was Siri and kind of like the Meryl advice she gave us. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like you two could really benefit.
I feel like we've never been to therapy. Not that we have anything against therapy. We just...
let us be clear. No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment. We have never done it. I don't know. I didn't know who to ask for a rec because I felt like, how do you even get that ball rolling? We need to de-stigmatize all of this, but I was like, if I text Susan and Michael and say, do you guys go to a therapist? Are they going to feel put on the spot?
Like, I don't want to tell Randy about my best friend, the therapist. Then all of a sudden, the therapist has less time for Michael. Right.
And that's sort of what we were in that loop. Honestly, Randy, we were in that loop for a year and 4 months. I think it's been and 4 months that we've been like, we'd love to ask Susan and Michael for a rec, but we're worried about what that will do, both putting them on the spot. And will that actually make their therapist have less time for them?
Because we know that nothing is more damaging than a bad therapist, right?
That's something we did know. Seven and a half months in and we were like, a bad therapist can be very damaging.
A bad therapist can be bad because a bad therapist can breach your trust.
And that's such a vulnerable position. And so we were like, okay, we were assuming that if they have one, they're probably happy with a good one. And
we wanted to wait until you had it for long enough that we were like, if this was a bad therapist, they would have left by now.
So about a year and 2 months and 4 days, we thought, okay, this is long enough. Should they have had one? Starting at the moment it occurred to us that maybe Michael and Susan went to a therapist, mm-hmm. that they would know it was a good one.
No judgment. This is coming from a couple actively thinking about going to therapy.
Just do not know how to get the ball. We don't know what the first step is.
Honestly, I think what we struggle with as a couple is not even so much a sort of interpersonal thing. It's about how we want to go to couples therapy to know how we can deal with other couples because we might be doing it wrong. Yeah, it also now occurs to me that that might not be what couples therapy is.
Yes, that's also true, and we've been afraid to ask. When you go to couples therapy, are you asking for ways to deal with us, your couple's friend?
Because we have a lot of questions about other couples. Like, so just like off the top of my head, can we just like spin some of them to you? Great. Okay, thanks. Do you each always sleep on the same side of the bed? Or is that just us? Do you get a song stuck in your head? Or is that just us? And is sometimes that song stuck in your head because another couple put it there? And when you're trying to think of where to go to eat, do you always have trouble deciding where?
Is this just us? Oh, will you tell us? Is this just us?
Conversations about whether your room would benefit from an air purifier or a humidifier, and which one is
Angeles. Is this just us?
Is this just us? Can we trust for you to tell us if it's just us?
Does one of you normally drive the car, or do you switch off driving the car?
Do you do that thing where you say don't watch that movie with someone else, cause I wanna watch that movie?
Do you have Netflix shows that you watch together, and then others where you go it alone?
Do you program a little heart next to their name in your phone?
Or is it just us? Is it just us? You gotta tell us, is it just us?
Or can we trust if you say it's just us?
No, we do that. We do most. We knew most of those things.
Yeah, I'd say that basically all those all applied to us, except for that thing about the air
the humidifier
purifier
and the we just yeah, we have both, and we don't sort of worry about which one is best. We were just like, it's probably covering all our bases to have both, because as I understand it, right, a humidifier is adding moisture to the room.
That's what I understand it as.
That's going to be good if you're sort of waking up with a sore throat and like bad sinuses from dryness.
But now, could you walk us through what made of fire is?
Well, with the two of us, we react well to things that are made of fire because it charges our energy cores. Is that just us?
What do you mean by energy cores? Oh, yeah. Okay. So you know how we all have that, that big glowing sphere in your house that powers everything you have? Wait, sorry, what?
You guys know, you're an energy core.
Your
energy core? That's been gifted down to you for generations.
It comes from the soul of the earth. It's connected to the earth's life force. And then when you see fire, it charges it. And then you use that. You have a Tesla. What are you doing with the Tesla? The Tesla charges in the garage. I've never heard of what you two are talking.
You know, when you were at our wedding and there was that part where we said everyone who's not part of the family go away so we could seal our energy cores together so that we could fuse the energy cores of his line and my line.
There was a part of your wedding I'm now remembering where the things out of your mouth became static in my ears as if a higher power was trying to keep me from understanding what they were, the words.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Michael, that's so crazy. You and I never really unpacked that moment.
I thought
I went to go get into the cocktail line because I didn't realize there were two bars. And I thought, oh, everyone's going to make a run at this cocktail line. So let me go get the signature cocktail for us.
Let me say, sidebar. What a fun take on a mint julep that you guys had. Oh, thank you.
So, did you guys like it truly? Like,
truly.
We started from a place of we like how crushed the ice is, and we were like, is that enough of a hook?
It was for me. I love the fine crush
and
of a julep.
And the pepper rim wasn't too much? No.
That was so fun. And honestly, it was our first time in Kentucky, so we were like, we're just here for it, you know?
But I'm glad you said that, Susan, because I didn't want to bring it up because I felt like I was going insane. I didn't want to mention, like, was there a 30-second stretch of that ceremony that you know was words, but you could not comprehend them?
And now this is really wild to me and Randy, because at your wedding, there was no static. And we thought maybe we just took a tiny nap and slept.
We thought,
it.
When's the core part? When's the part
When's
where
the
you
core
charge
part
the core?
Where it'll turn to static for us. And we thought, oh dear, we both took tiny naps at the same time.
Well, this has been eye-opening for us. And I think at the very least, we got to show you the core. Yeah, no, please. Exactly. That
please,
was the first
can we
thing.
See,
I've got
to
see
dying to see this core.
Yeah, yeah. How's Friday? When does Timothy have hockey?
Timothy's hockey game is Saturday morning. I can't remember if it's at 10:30 or if it's at 10.
But it's
not
Friday.
And warm-ups are at 10. It's on Saturday. I'm sorry.
Okay,
it doesn't matter because it's on Saturday.
Friday is fine then. Yeah, yeah. Are you guys free Friday? When does Bethany have hockey?
I can't remember if it's 10 or 10:30, but it's Saturday morning.
What day is it, though? It's also Saturday.
It's Saturday.
She's on Timothy's team.
She's on Timothy's team.
Should have known that. Okay, yeah.
You know what? Also, if it's easier for you, you could come over after hockey. Well, I don't know if I want. Is it okay for Bethany to see the core? Oh, that's a good point. How old is she? Well, she's the same age as Timothy.
Oh, right.
Nine and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's fine. She's 9 and a half. I was measuring in...
you added them together and subtracted to two.
I was doing 3/4 years, saying how many 3/4 years is she? And even then, I'm pretty sure I got the math perfectly right. Yeah, you know, she could absolutely see it. As long you don't want to let a child, I mean, this is common core knowledge. We call it common core. But you wouldn't know this because you don't have a core in your house. Apparently,
which we didn't
you never
realize.
Want to, you never and want like, to show,
you don't want to show a core to any child who hasn't gotten their head around the common cores of learning, which is obviously the four types of matter and doing math in a 10 spot. So we like, unless you
4 year olds, 5 year olds might melt their brain. Never want to show them a core.
And honestly, we should
melt their brain. Oh yeah. Yeah. Happens
oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Incredibly
yeah.
sad.
Incredibly sad to have a melted brain, but I think it'll be okay because Timothy's seen the core for like 3 years.
Bethany is sharp as a whip. She'll be fine.
Oh, so it's not the heat. No, it's the concept that will melt their brain.
Conceptually, if you can't like understand, you know how to like understand math. It's not so much about understanding like actually how numbers go together, but conceptually what those numbers represent.
Right. Like that leap from, oh, this isn't just a 9. It can also be an X. You know what I mean? Like if you can't hold those truths in your head, then the core will melt your brain conceptually. But like from everything Timothy tells us, Bethany is sharp as a whip.
Sharp as a whip. He talks about her a lot, by the way.
By the way.
Was there something? I mean, I know they're only
9 and a half.
So that's too young to ascribe young. Sort of.
But it is very sweet.
But it's nice that they're good friends.
They're good
so
friends.
So Friday, we'll come and show you the core? Yes, please. We'll come over. We'll bring... No, you don't bring it. We'll host.
Don't bring anything.
Bring a bottle of wine if you must.
You want, like whatever you want to drink, but we have plenty of stuff.
Do you drink white or red? Because we do both.
Oh, either one.
Truly, it's we can go either way.
We could go either way. And also, we could go either way.
Yeah, we could. I mean, it's
and
wine.
Also, we could go either
it's,
way.
It's wine. What's not to like?
Timothy, do you? It's been a while since like we've come over to your house for dinner, and my mom and dad, they had me pack a helmet, and they said we're not even sure if this is right. And then also they had me do some math drills, and they were like, we're not even sure if this is right.
Oh, they're probably worried about you getting your brain melted by the core.
What?
Oh, did they not tell you why they're coming over?
No, they said that it would maybe melt my brain for them to explain. And it might be best if your parents, if like,
I think they're erring on the side of being overly.
If Mr. Randy and Ms. Denise explained it to me. Mm-hmm. So like,
they're being overly cautious. You don't need to be worried. You'll be fine. Although, what is that sticker you put on your hockey helmet? Because that's tight AF.
The sticker on my hockey helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, I made it actually.
No, get out of the Providence. What are you talking about?
It's this little guy.
You made this?
Well, it's
guy?
This little guy. It's this little guy. He's named Firecracker Dude, and he's like, I'm kind of working on a comic strip about him. He's like,
heck yeah, he is Firecracker Dude. You put that online, you get like a web comic.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's always like, oh, 4th of July is here. I guess the one day I matter. And he's just kind of like,
whoa, what a sad hero.
Yeah, he's kind of like, he's got like Garfield energy, but also The Watchmen, I think. I don't know. I haven't read it, but.
Whoa. Garfield energy, but also The Watchmen. Firecracker Dude. I love it. Bethany, that's tight. Garfield energy, but also The Watchmen. I think I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just something I've been working on and off the ice, you know?
So like, tell me if I'm wrong. It's like, he hates Mondays, but also what surveillance states. He loves lasagna, but also who's in charge of the systems of control? Who watches the Garfield? Who watches the Garfield? And his Garfield energy.
Think. And there's a dog who totally bugs him, and if he's sad well, here's where the advice begins. They say go see this clown in town, but he's the clown. He's the clown.
Woo! Who watches the Garfield? Who watches the Garfield?
Is this dude with so much zeal? Firecracker dude watches the Garfield.
Ooh, is it like he takes a smaller cat and ships a raft to Abu Dhabi? But it's not Abu Dhabi, it's the moon, where he multiplies himself like multiplicity.
Yep, that all tracks. And he's orange, but he's not a cat. And if he's in space, you know he's slapping that place with a happy face. Who watches the Garfield?
Clarify, he only works on the 4th of July?
No, that's just the day that he feels like seen.
Oh, does he have like firecracker powers?
Yeah, he can explode.
Whoa.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And come back together. Dude, just something I've been working on for you.
I'm making a cool sticker about it as well.
And I put it on my hockey helmet.
That's tight.
Thanks for noticing. What will happen when Michael, Susan, and Bethany see this energy core? Is this something that your couple does? And where is Siri? Is she listening? Find out when we return to the second half of
Couples at Their Core, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left these two families, they were about to look at a core. What the heck does that mean? Well, we're going to find out when we return to Couples at Their Core.
Oh my God. What is this? A red blend. I love a red blend.
Well, you guys were, we were kind of going back and forth a lot. And so this is sort of like a medium bodied sort of Spanish red. So it kind of can work. You can even slightly chill it. So that's what we thought. Some people think, red or white, can't decide, let's go rosé. But you also, there's a great variety of chilled reds that I feel like sort of fulfill. Well, Michael and I were going back and forth. What if we got wild? What if we brought over a batch cocktail? But then we didn't want to imply that we needed to like drink that much to see the core.
It's probably best if you don't for the first time. The first time you're seeing it.
Okay, so we probably shouldn't drink this wine.
No, yet. You can drink it, but like you wanna have your. I mean, you know your own limits. You wanna have your
know your own limits. You. If you wanna have one glass right now, and then we'll see the core. And then
I do actually. I feel like it would take the edge off a little bit for me if I had one glass right now.
Yeah, and just a little bit that. I like to think Michael and I say, our shoulders went down.
Our shoulders went down. We need to get our shoulders down.
So like we're not big drinkers and we certainly try to like keep each other in check. But sometimes,
a little drink just puts your shoulders down. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just one to help you relax. Take the edge off. Take the day away. So that you can attach meaningful moments to your life and spread them all around. Sometimes one drink helps you put your shoulders down. You put your shoulders down. Put your shoulders down. Put your shoulders down. Way down to the ground. Your ears right now, that's not where they should be hanging around. Put your shoulders down.
And if a bad habit starts, not so much. We never wanted to get to the point where it's a crutch, but hey.
Put your shoulders down.
your shoulders down. Too much tension up in your neck, and I wanna get that off all around. So put your shoulders down.
Just a little sip gives a little drip drip. Just a little sip gives a little tip tip. Get it all down, feeling so fine. Relax at your center, relax at your spine. If your shoulders are up, saying hey, did you get a haircut today? Put your shoulders down.
I see them hovering up above your head, almost like you were wearing a crown. And you've got to put your shoulders down. Put your shoulders I'll just take the edge off a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. I'll just pour them up. I'll pour up a little glass right here. Hey, did Timothy and Bethany already
Timothy,
go off?
Bethany, are you guys off somewhere? Timothy, Bethany?
Hey, we're just gonna play a little street hockey.
We're just out here practicing our shots and blocks and getting good on our skates.
We had her wear a helmet. Is that good?
Honestly, we know that you said it was more of a conceptual thing, but we thought, why not put on a helmet?
Even this is our just baby girl. I'm not taking chances. I feel better if she's wearing a helmet.
We just feel better if she's wearing a helmet. Whatever is going to put you at ease, honestly. Because sometimes you're right. It's like it's the placebo effect. It's the reminder to keep your wits about you by having the helmet that is actually doing the good work. But who cares if the outcome is the same, which is that she's safe and not melted.
Which she will be, regardless of whether or not she's wearing a helmet.
We just want to assure you, there's no way we would invite you. Should I say it, Randy?
Yeah, please.
I'm nervous, but
no.
Hold my hand.
It's time. Okay.
We consider you our closest couple's friend. Oh, we're doing that?
Oh.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Michael.
Hold my hand. Susan, hold my hand. The feeling is mutual.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank God. You know, they always say going out on a limb is scary because sometimes you fall from the tree. But sometimes... You have a
great view from this limb.
Just a bunch of friends sitting on a limb all together having a good time.
It's so hard to make new friends. And when Timothy and Bethany connected, we thought, oh, we really like Timothy's parents. And, you know, we always got along at the team gatherings. And, you know, it's stressful to say, hey, what if we hung out at not a hockey game? You know, and so the fact that you two would say that we're your best couple friends.
It's so nice of you to say that, especially because I know I'm sure it's so hard moving from a new place. Although I guess I never really asked where you moved from. Center of the earth. Earth's core. Really near the earth's core. There's a whole sort of community. Okay. That's...
I guess that checks out.
That's sort of, yes. It also sort of makes me sort of reevaluate what I know of the construction of this, our planet Earth.
Well, you know there's a center of hot magma at its center.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know about the four types of matter.
Yep. There's gas, liquid, solid, and plasma, which is like gas if I think even more of the electrons are unstable. If like even more of the electrons have been stripped away and the positively charged nuclei, the ions sort of roam freely. That's what plasma is, right?
Michael, I don't want to like rehash an old fight, but if you knew all of that, why were you asking
me? I didn't.
Me?
I looked it up after.
Oh, you made a note.
I looked it up immediately after. I made Siri?
I'm listening.
Thank you. I'm also listening and trying to
listen
more.
I've noticed you've been working on your core. Would you like these exercise bands?
Oh, that's actually not... Siri, that's so funny. That's not the kind of core we're talking about. We're talking about... Actually, if you could... Sorry.
If you
put
could...
That, if you could put that... Could I have your phone real quick?
Could we have your phone?
I'm just going to put this in the drawer with the knives.
We find that there's very little reception in the drawer with the knives, which is why we sort of use it as a, so after we mentioned the core to you, we sort of checked in with some of our family and friends from back home and were like, everyone knows about this, right? And they were like, actually, no.
No.
Actually, they don't know. And it would be great if you couldn't.
That was huge news for us.
So we weren't super supposed to tell you, but we were like, what if they're super chill? And they were like, also, no. And we were like, well, we kind of already did. And they were like, okay, fine. But be very careful.
And we did say, like, we really tried to just say how chill you do. Oh, my gosh. I don't think of myself as chill.
We think of you as very chill.
Are you serious? I don't think of myself as chill.
It's so wild to see it from the outside, you know? Because Susan, we're chill.
Michael. We're chill.
Susan, we're chill. Because a lot of the things we do are pretty chill.
Yeah, if I think about it, I mean, there was that time you broke my mother's vase.
Oh, boy.
I didn't scream in your face.
No, you didn't.
I said, hey, it happens.
There was that time I mowed over a rose, and we were like, well, there that rose goes. We said, hey, it happened.
And if you can say, hey, it happens when things are happening to you, then you might just be a chill dude. If you can say, hey, it happens when stuff is happening to you, then you might just be a chill.
There was that time we snuck into a museum after it was closed to look at the Tyrannosaurus Rex, and security found us and we were like, hey, we just want to look at this for a while, and he chased us out and we said, hey, it happens.
And there was that time naked through the Yankees game.
Yep.
They said, hey, what's your name? We'll say, hey, goodbye.
And then they tackled us to the floor and held us in the back for a couple of hours, but we didn't give them our names. And they just said, hey, it happens.
If you can say, hey, it happens when it's stuff happens to you. Chill dude,
if you can say, hey, it happens
when stuff happens to you, then you just might be a chill dude. There was that time our best friend said, hey, you know what's in store? Why don't you come over to our house and see our magnetic core?
And we were like, what's a core? And they said, we live inside the Earth, or at least we used to. And we tried to be chill dudes. If you can say, hey, it happened when someone's shattering your worldview,
you just might be a chill dude. If you can say, shatter your worldview, then you just might be,
a chill. Yeah, you actually have reacted pretty, when I think about
remarkably chill.
Yeah. Broke your mother's vase? Oh boy, that would have been a big to-do.
That would have been a big to-do in our house. Broke my mother's vase form from the original magma that made the Earth.
My goodness, see this? This is as old as the Earth. This is billions of years. Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
I love this.
Is that a flower?
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a daisy. They painted a daisy on it. That happened later. Later they painted a daisy on it.
Much, much later they painted a daisy.
They customized it. It's got a daisy on it now.
But, you know, when a lightning bolt struck it just so and created sort of like a channel from the center of the Earth because the polarities weren't the same, then we can kind of like vroom, vroom, vroom up that little channel and explore the crust should we choose.
Yeah,
they call it a crust springer, and it's like optional, but
Rating it's sort of a way to like go out, see the world. Is this way of life for you? Now you can make an informed decision. A crust springer.
And we fell in love with it and decided to raise our child on the crust instead of the core. And it's been, honestly, some of our family didn't understand it, but a lot of them have understood that like we just have to find our own way in this world.
And the ones that didn't understand it, I feel like will come around in time. And if they don't, that's also okay.
That's honestly their loss, I think, because like they're missing out on getting to have a relationship with us.
You can't. One thing that we've learned, by the way, thank you for the therapist recommendation. She is
fantastic. And she's basically told us like, she's given us a lot of tools. It's the tools.
It's the tools, right? Because it's not a matter of fixing anything because nothing is wrong. It's just having the tools to sort of adapt to life and all of its twists and turns. I gotta see this core.
Here you are looking at tools. Might I interest you in this ratchet set?
Siri, power off. I've never tried that. Does that work?
Power off. Power off.
I heard that I just want you to save your battery because I feel like if you're I feel like if you're constantly searching for a signal in that drawer, it's going to drain your battery.
Battery so just save mode.
No, I actually want you to power all the way off, not just battery save mode.
Bye bye Siri.
No, not bye bye Siri. Just power off for a bit.
Bye bye Siri.
Okay. You know what? Battery save mode is fine.
Battery save mode.
I have a newer version of Siri that really tugs on my emotional heartstrings a lot. It's got a lot of inflection. It's crazy the way that you would say something that seems innocuous can get very, very sad. Also, it says bye-bye Siri now, which really.
I've told you, just make an appointment at the Genius Bar. Something might be off with your settings, but again,
I don't like those guys.
Is one of our things. Is like he wants to not solve the problem; he just wants to talk about the problem. And then for me, I have to go. Do you want to solve, or do you want to just hear me?
Do you want me to just listen to you vent? I just need you to be a sounding board for me to talk about the problem because I know that we can't actually fix it. It just makes me feel better. That's just one of the great tools.
And isn't that helpful if you say it at the top?
It's helpful if you name your expectation.
I need you to just listen to me.
Otherwise, you're expecting that a person to be sort of like a mind reader. And often, like if you're me, your gut is like, oh, let me help you fix this.
And we
that's
can
not
only,
actually what you're asking for.
And we can only read minds once every 7.2 months. So you don't want to waste that.
But you can read minds every 7.2
months.
Oh, we can't do that at all. Oh, really?
What an interesting difference.
What an interesting thing.
Hey, Mom, Dad, can we see this core?
Yeah.
From the mouths of babes.
Yeah.
Bethany, you excited for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I am, but not as excited as I am to see this core.
We're going to wipe the ground with Mount Verde.
Mount Verde's going to wish they never even heard of ice skating.
Mount Verde is going to be like, we thought we were skating on ice this whole time, but we were skating on garbage because we're garbage. That's just me sort of working through my trash talk. I don't actually feel badly about them.
Yeah, we're just trying to get ourselves amped up. And it's a balance between tearing others down and pumping yourself up. But it's a funny and complex tradition in sports.
Yeah. Let's show you the
core.
Can we
see this core?
We're also very excited to see the core. Yeah, absolutely. Come on. Let me just sort of open this. The core. How long has it been? Have we shown you that we redid the kitchen?
Did you notice the breakfast nook?
Oh, I love that.
So come through there, past there. This is sort of like we took out this wall in the dining room, just sort of give it like an open concept thing.
I was so worried it was going to be load bearing, but then Randy bought a stud finder.
Yeah, we found it. Beep beep. There's that bad boy. It's fine. It isn't holding nothing up, which is why there's a sort of trap door here and a stone staircase here. And come on down to the finished basement. Here it is. A
big reveal. We're thinking about getting an air hockey table. What do you think about that, kids?
Oh, that would be awesome. You could have the team party.
And then wouldn't that be great? Oh, I would love to have the team party here. Last year,
the team party was at a trampoline park. And it was really fun. But at the last second, I was like, oh, wait, I want to try this part without socks, even though they tell you should do the whole trampoline part with socks. And at the last moment, I was like, let me do one more flip jump without socks. And I totally got this gnarly rug burn on the top of my foot. So, Timothy, if you ever go to a trampoline park, just wear the socks the whole time. It's like for a reason.
That's such a hot tip, Bethany. Thank you so much. And here, in this finished basement, a secret door to a wine cellar. This is where we keep our wine. And now come back out of the wine cellar and go back up the stairs. And here is our Jack and Jill bathroom. And then behind the sink of the Jack and Jill bathroom is a mirrored panel. And behind it is the medicine cabinet.
And we've been keeping all kinds of ointments in there for hikes this summer.
Mm-hmm. And now, come back with us back down the stone staircase, back into the wine cellar.
Into the finished basement, into the wine cellar. Now take this, a very rare bottle of orange wine.
And this wine is special because this wine we're using for sangria. Take it back up to the kitchen. Pour it here. We're making sangria. Put it in the sort of bowl that we have with apples.
There's oranges and stuff at the bottom. We should have had this soaking long ago, but it'll be fine.
It'll be great for tomorrow at the hockey game. Now we go back to the finished basement.
Past the wine cellar.
To the very back of the wine cellar. Where we have a 1963 Chianti from Barcelona.
It's rare for a Chianti to be from Spain, but we found it.
It's a Spanish Chianti. and then behind it is a sort of a secret switch that, blah, 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 the wine panel swings around, and here we are, the core chamber. Oh my gosh.
Wow, this is so beautiful. Wait,
you found a Spanish Chianti. Wait, look at this. Whoa, is that the core?
But Michael, do you feel that? It's like it's no temperature. I'm like hot on my inside, but cold on my outside. Yes, that's just one of the many effects of the core.
Bethany, you doing okay?
Uh-huh. I'm okay.
Isn't it like such a crazy feeling when you see the core for the first time?
Oh, we're seeing it? I thought we were just in the chamber. Oh, we're sorry. Once you're in the chamber, the core is sort of within you. I'm sorry. Okay, so it's sort of like a magic eye.
First,
imagine
visualize.
A very cool magic eye.
It's
so
right
like,
there.
It's see, right there.
You have you know to sort
you can,
of...
You, can, you know, like you might see the hooves first, and then you notice it's a whole carriage. It's
you
gonna
won't
be like
notice
that.
It's there until you're looking, and you sort of know where to look for it. So it's on that sort of big stone pedestal that has that sort of plaque that says the core. And the arrow pointing directly above it. Look.
There.
Look at the core. That is the core. Look at the core. That is the core.
There. That is the core. There is the core. 'Cause that is the core.
You see the core where it wasn't before. That's 'cause that is the core. It's right there, it's the core. About 3.5 feet above the floor. If what you're looking for is the core, that's the core.
So, if you need to reset, look back at the door. And then look what's in store when you look back for the core.
That is the door, that's the floor, that's the core. So there's the door and the floor, and that is the core.
If you start to see it, you will certainly know it's for sure. There won't be any more questions when there's the core.
Here's the core in a series of four. Point the things in the room that aren't the core. There's the ceiling and floor. There's your hands in the door. That's a series of four, but there, that is the core.
I think I'm seeing it. I think I see the signs. I think I'm seeing it, but it's first inside my mind. Do I see it in my mind's eye before I see it here? Is that clear?
Before the core, before you were sure, in your mind's floor, you imagine the core.
It's like you open a door and walk down a corridor, and then from floor to the store, that is the core.
It's not an actual door, that's the actual door. But the door in your mind lets you see the core.
I'm seeing it. I think it's coming into view. If I really focus on the things you say to do, there's a door in my mind, but don't be confined. There is the core. When I ask it for more, it says, there is the core.
There is the core. That's the core. Pretty cool, right?
It's
It's very beautiful.
It's extremely, ooh, it's like pulsing.
I love that it's in me first before I can see it. I feel like I'm really going to take that as a lesson.
That's such a fun statement on sight, right? Because like reality as we know only exists as we perceive it.
That's honestly such a fun take on sight.
Such a lesson and a fun take on sight. So who wants to get this sangria? Because I know that you're supposed to sort of soak overnight, but
And also, I should head back up because I'm about to take a brie wheel out of the oven. I'm sorry, I should have asked it before if you guys have any lactose issues, because I have a brie wrapped in puff and I have some like sliced apples that I didn't use for the sangria.
No lactose. We get down on some cheese.
We can get down on a wheel of cheese. But this was great. Let's head back up. Bethany, are you ready? Timothy, are you ready? I love it.
I'm going to stay down here with her for a little bit more. I feel like, if you guys remember the first time I saw the core, there's that thing where the core tries to sort of assert dominance over you and you have to battle it to retain your sense of self. It just takes some people longer than others. I'm just going to chill down here with Beth. Wait, what? No, she'll be fine. She'll be totally fine. Just like, I'm going to stay down here. I'll sort of like...
I am Bethany. You are the core. I am Bethany. You are the core. I am myself. You are the core. I am myself. You are the core.
For real. You guys go upstairs. I got this. It's fine. Thanks, Timothy, you take care of it. He's great.
He's great at this. I am the core.
Bethany,
you are
take,
not
a
the core.
Take a deep breath.
You are
breath.
Not the core. I'm the core. You are not the core.
You know how you could take a breath just now? Because you're not the core.
I'm not the core. The core can't
take a breath. That's right.
The core can't even breathe. I can breathe because I'm not the core.
I can't breathe because I'm not the core.
Okay, you're like some sort of magma Siri, and I don't even believe in you. So if I stop believing you, I won't see you anymore.
How do you have a conversation with something you don't believe in?
I don't know. I just keep it at a shrug.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm actually pretty chill about this.
You're being very chill about this.
I'm actually so chill about this.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, Cor. Ask away.
How does it feel to be chill?
Feels like hot, pulsing mag. No, Cor! No, Cor! You get out of here.
Feel the chill.
I already feel the chill as much
feel
as I want
to. Feel the hot pulse of the chill.
No, become chill cold. Is not a hot pulse.
We have so much in common, Bethany.
Oh, no, we don't, you little core.
We are common. Become common, core.
I don't find the value in common core inherently.
Breathe in. Listen to me. I'm the core. I'm you. I'm Bethany. Both can be true, I can be me and you and Bethany. Breathe in, breathe out. How can you breathe if you're me and you're me? I'm the core, I'm Bethany.
You're not core me. You're not at the core of me. You're not at the core of me. The core of me is Bethany. You're not at the core of me. You're just some stupid core to me. The core of me is Bethany.
Listen inside, to you, Bethany. Feel your blood pumping through your veins. And the blood is hot, and the blood is magma. The blood is the core of the earth. It's old, it's eternal. It is you, it is me. I am Bethany. So great.
Thanks,
now's
Timothy.
The very last part when you seal your fate is to realize that actually you kind of are the core. We all are one, we are the earth, but retain yourself for sure. I am Bethany.
You're not Bethany, but you are in the core of me, like Timothy is core and see the core.
Bethany, core.
Timothy.
It was a trip, right?
That is a freaking trip, man.
You did so good. It took me way longer than that.
Seriously? Well, you were you were littler, though. What did you do that when you were six? I mean, that's intense.
Yeah. It is sort of hard at six to grapple with the idea of, like, knowing that you are distinct from a thing and yet knowing that the sort of distinctions between any two things are totally subjective because we're all made of the sort of same fundamental parts of matter.
And, like, having the maturity and wisdom to, like, hold both of those truths that seem like they're in conflict, but they actually aren't.
And that's why we only let adults look at the core.
Should we get some Brie?
I want to get down on some Brie!
Brie!
Mom, I need some Brie!
Thank you for having us over. Honestly, it's just so nice to get to know another family and share a meal, share a wheel, share some yes please, share some more cheese,
share some cheddar, get to know each other better with good friends, the good of times never. Couples hanging out, just a couple of couples eating cheese, sharing stories, no doubt.
With every dip of this sliced little apple, it feels like it's easier to go through life and grapple with issues that might be to you. But if we have common cores, then it's easier to get through.
Just a couple of couples, just a couple of couples, just a couple of couples sharing a meal.
Just a couple of couples,
just a couple of
couples saying yes, I know how you feel.
The floor with Mount Verde, they will wish they'd never played hockey again.
And as we skate and shoot, the best part of it will be that I'm doing it next to my friends.
Just a couple of couples, a couple of couples, a couple of couples sharing they've never shared before. We got that Saturday, early August on the brain. What a fun one. Thank you so much, all of you, for sharing this this wild time with us. Thank you, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Thank you, Dana Wick as Dana Wicks and the Sticks. Thank you, Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits. Thank you, all of you, for listening to this podcast that we do from our respective homes.
Thank you for letting us be little squares with each other on a Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed it. We love you so much. Take care. Take care of each other. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if Siri's listening to your core,
she's gonna be able to recommend some cheese boards.
Bye.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.